Good morning. November 24th, 7 a.m. straight up. Thanksgiving Day here in the U.S. An American holiday, I should probably preface, because I do have listeners who aren't American. One of the things about having a global presence. So yesterday I did about, I think, 2,400 words, a long way from the 10,000 that I really wanted. And if I get 2,400 in today, that'll be pretty good given the amount of time and my general energy level for today, which I have to say is pretty low. I've had a hard time to get motivated to do anything today. I'm not quite sure why. I'll be glad when November is over. I'll say that. It's NaNoWriMo, you should be writing every minute of every day pressure. And particularly the perhaps unwise goal of setting 200,000 words for the month. I think I would have been fine if I had not gotten tied up in the artwork in the middle of the month. There were 10 days in the middle where I wrote absolutely nothing. Now, it was good in terms of organizing my thinking. And it was particularly good because it helped me recognize where the story broke. And I had just written right through it without actually realizing that I'd come through it. And I needed to go back and find that end. So that was good. And I have a bunch of stuff that may have to get thrown out. That's okay. And I have a storyline that's starting off with sort of a phantom line leading off in one direction that I'm not sure is really where I want to go. And today in particular, I have a lot of family engagement that needs to happen. So I already started cooking for the morning. I should probably point that out. One of the things that I make traditionally is a cornbread pudding made out of corn. And it's really a bread pudding with corn and cheese that we have instead of stuffing the turkey. That goes a long way toward avoiding salmonella contamination. And also means that I can cook a bird unstuffed, which makes it cook considerably faster, which helps to keep it juicier. I used to brine a bird, and I still remember with great fondness the brined birds, but my family didn't like them. I did a vegetable broth brine, that I found quite yummy, but which did not conform to the white meat turkey notion of what turkey should taste like. So I don't brine them anymore. It's just as well. It's a lot of work. I have to start the day before, after brine overnight. There's the timing issues. And the unstuffed birds are almost as tasty, but not quite as the brined ones. So white potatoes, I'm probably not going to do sweet potatoes. But I did start the pudding by mixing up the liquid ingredients and throwing the croutons in. Usually I use fresh French bread and cube it, which doesn't take any time at all to absorb liquid. This year I picked up a bag of croutons, and those are soaking in the cream and egg mixture right now. So when I get back, they'll be softened, and I can throw in the leavening agents and toss that into the baking dish so that it can be cooking while I prepare the bird for the oven. And just so we're clear on this, I'm the only one up. There isn't anybody else in the house who's awake yet. At least there wasn't when I left. And I would be very surprised if the kids got up much before lunch. So they'll get up and have a turkey breakfast. My wife will probably get up around 9. A lot will depend on how much noise I make banging around in the kitchen. If she hears it, she'll wake up and come out. She may just decide to roll over and sleep through it. I know I was sorely tempted this morning. If it hadn't been for the cat scratching, I probably would have. So I got up at 5:30, started cooking around 6:20, and then started out on my walk at 6:40 so that I could talk to you. Now, I plan to talk about things that, as I'm supposed to do on Thanksgiving, is to talk about the things I'm thankful for. And I am blessed. There's no question about it. I'm blessed with the ability to tell stories that people seem to want to read or hear. And I'm blessed with the ability to tell those stories in a variety of ways, between words on the page and my voice in a recorder. Those are talents that I feel blessed to possess, even in some modicum of level of success. And I'm blessed, of course, as a result, that people have found my work. There are a lot of very talented people for whom finding the work never happens. Now, some people, and I think I would argue myself, that part of that is not an accident, but rather an outgrowth of a very discrete set of actions that I took starting in 2007. It'll be 5 years in January. January 12th. Will be 5 years since I sat down to write Quarter Share. And having 8 books, 9 roughed, 10 on the way, 10 and 11 actually on the way. I don't know if I can get them done by January 12th, but I need to see if I can try. 9 books, and when you consider that owner's share is 200,000, roughly 196,000 words. That's 2 books right there. That one book is a 2-book effort. 150,000, 146,000 for Captain's Share. It's almost a book and a half. Well, it's over a book and a half. It's almost 2 books by itself. So my writing outcome, something over, I'd have to add it up. It's 275. It's about 1 million words, a little over 1 million words. Actually, I think it's quite a lot over 1 million words. I think it's over 100,000 over 1 million words. In 5 years, it's 200,000 words a year, which is 2 books worth. And who knows, it might be more by then. So I feel blessed in that regard. I feel blessed to have a pair of children who are talented, funny sometimes, aggravating a lot of the time. And I suppose a lot they could say that about me as well. I think it comes with the territory. In some ways, I'm really in awe of what they're able to accomplish. In other ways, I'm in an odd way, I'm sort of at times disappointed that they're not using their gifts more effectively. But I have to be a little bit careful to going down that road because I have to look in the mirror on that one. And I can't actually cast too many stones in that regard because they do some amazing work. And I've blessed with a spouse who, if she doesn't really understand what this writing thing involves, she at least tries to be supportive of it. And we need to work on that a little bit, I think. I need to be clearer about what I need in order to be successful. I probably need to negotiate with her what success involves, because it's probably pretty clear that retiring to a one-room cell is probably not going to happen. And I'm thankful for all of you out there who are listening to this morning ramble and who have been listening for 244 days. To things that are little more than what some people have called morning pages. And it turns out that I was one of my educator friends has pointed me to something that an educator is doing, where he talks in the morning or sometime during the day about his practice, about the question of what does it mean to be a teacher. How does he feel about it at any given point in time? I thought that was a pretty interesting idea. And that it's part of what he's doing is a metacognitive analysis of his process of thinking about and talking about being a teacher and how different it is to talk about it than it is to, say, blog about it and write about it. Because it's much freer, and it is. I don't edit as much. I don't self-edit as much when I talk because I get talking and I forget that I'm talking to people who might actually hear it and that I say things that I might not actually say if I gave it a second thought. But because I'm walking and talking, I'm not doing that. I'm not self-editing quite so much. I do still self-edit a lot. I try not to tell stories that are not my stories to tell. I try to not tell stories that are misplaced. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but I want to make sure that I don't tell stories that are disrespectful of the people who are listening or the people who may listen in the future. So I'm thankful for the opportunity to do this as well. I mean, it occurs to me that enjoying sufficient health that I'm able to get out and walk every morning, even if it's raining, even if it's snowing, even if I'm tired, yawn. So I don't know. What am I thankful for? I'm thankful for this beautiful morning. There's this guy driving around delivering newspapers. I'm not exactly sure why he's driving around and delivering newspapers on Thanksgiving morning. I didn't believe there was newspaper delivery, but there it is. Maybe there are Black Friday sales brochures. a beautiful morning. Sun is warm. The air is very cold. It's not quite perfectly clear. It was, when I came out, it was still dark enough that I didn't see the clouds in the northeast. I'm sorry, northwest sky. There's a little bit of mackerel sky up that way. A little high, thin cloudiness. But off to the east and the southeast, where the sun was rising, it's quite clear. It's quite beautiful. It's kind of a peaceful morning today, which I think is good. I'm going to need a peaceful day today. Yesterday was kind of a crazy day. I spent an awful lot of the day tied up in the Mythbusters marathon with the kids. I think we're up to like season 6 now. And they've been pretty much watching Mythbusters nonstop for a week. Taking time out to go to school, but that's about all. Car coming across the street quickly. And they do blow stuff up a lot. They certainly do. Yawning right in your ear. I actually laid my head down this morning after I'd been up for a few minutes and sort of took a half nap. I didn't actually fall asleep, but I closed my eyes and put my head down. I'm really feeling quite tired this morning. That's interesting. Why is that guy driving out through the field, I wonder? I didn't get my coffee yet, but I did set it to perking before I left, so I'll be able to go back, perk, have some coffee. Probably need to get this on, so I can put this out and not worry about it. And then finish my cooking. Get the pudding in so that I can then prep the turkey. So that when the pudding is done, the turkey can go in. I have to remember to take the middle rack out of the oven so that there's room. Oh, just so much to do, so much to do. It's been a pretty quiet morning out here. Tomorrow's the 25th. Tomorrow I do the other direction. Tomorrow is Black Friday. A day that I don't really want to have to go out in. can hear the cars on the highway over on 34 going by. Dogs barking. Some birds chirping. Very pleasant morning, all told. So as I make the final crossing and head up across the lawn, I'm almost at the back gate. So let me wish each and every one of you happy Thanksgiving. Be thankful for the little things. And remember that tomorrow, with any luck at all, is another day.